This is Today in History, April the 12th. On this day in 1606, England's King James I decreed the design of the original Union flag, which combined the flags of England and Scotland. Also on this day in 1776, North Carolina's 4th Provincial Congress authorized the colony's delegates to the Continental Congress to support independence from Britain. On this day in 1945, President Franklin D. Roosevelt died of a cerebral hemorrhage in Warm Springs, Georgia at age 63. He was succeeded by Vice President Harry S. Truman.
This nation has suffered this day a staggering loss. At this moment at Warm Springs, Georgia, President Franklin D. Roosevelt lies with the problems of the nation finally lifted from his shoulders, stricken late this afternoon with cerebral hemorrhage. He passed away before his physicians could be of any assistance, if assistance in such a case is possible at all. Vice President Harry Truman, who from here on will be President Truman, went immediately to the White House.
In 1955, the Salk vaccine against polio was declared safe and effective. Also on this day in 1961, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man to fly in space, orbiting the Earth once before making a safe landing. On this day in 1963, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was arrested and jailed in Birmingham, Alabama, charged with contempt of court and parading without a permit. During his time behind bars, King wrote his Letter from Birmingham Jail.
Until we are able to make this kind of witness in this city so that the power structure downtown will have to say we can't stop this movement, and the only way to deal with it is to give these people what we owe them and what their God-given rights and their constitutional rights demand.
On this day in 1983, Chicagoans went to the polls to elect Harold Washington, the city's first black mayor. Also on this day in 1988, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued a patent to Harvard University for a genetically engineered mouse, the first time a patent was granted for an animal life form. On this day in 1990, in its first meeting, East Germany's first democratically elected parliament acknowledged responsibility for the Nazi Holocaust and asked the forgiveness of Jews and others who had suffered. And on this day, in 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets record Rock Around the Clock. On April 12, 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets recorded We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock. Bill Haley put his enormous signature on rock and roll history during the final 40 minutes of a three-hour recording session in New York City. A session set up not for the recording of We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock, but of a song called 13 Women and Only One Man in Town. It took the group nearly all of their scheduled session to get a usable take of 13 Women, a song that was entirely new to them, but was chosen as the A-side of their upcoming single by their new record label, Decca. With time running out and no chance of extending the session, Haley and his Comets were eager to lay down the song they'd been playing live for many months to enthusiastic audience response. The lead guitarist brought in for the session, Danny Cedrone, had not had time to work up a new solo for the instrumental break on We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock, so he repurposed one he'd used on a Haley recording 2 years earlier called Rock This Joint. Cedrone was paid $31 for his work that evening, which included performing what is still recognized as one of the greatest guitar solos of all time. Haley and the band had time for only two takes, and in the first, they played so loud that Haley's vocals were almost inaudible on tape. In an era before multi-track recording, the only solution was to do a second take with minimal accompaniment and hope for the best. Later, a Decca engineer painstakingly spliced together segments from both takes, a near miracle given the technology of 1954. The finished version was judged good enough to include as the B-side on 13 Women, which was released in May 1954. The single sold a respectable but underwhelming 75,000 copies in the coming months and was destined to be forgotten until a 10-year-old kid in Los Angeles flipped 13 Women and fell in love with the now famous B-side. That kid, Peter Ford, happened to be the son of actor Glenn Ford, who was slated to star in the upcoming teenage delinquency drama Blackboard Jungle. Peter turned his father on to We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock, and soon enough, the song was chosen to play over the opening credits of Blackboard Jungle, which is how it became a pop sensation, selling a million copies in a single month in the spring of 1955. Bill Haley and the Comets record Rock Around the Clock, April 12, 1954, on this day in history.